Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Now, I wrote this piece several years ago, right after we bought our home on Rock. It was true then, and it is true now. I turned to Mary and I said, Toto, we're not in Chicago anymore. She said, no, we're not, hon. What are you talking about? What follows illustrates exactly what I was talking about. It is a story about city government in a small city as opposed to a city government in a very large one. By way of preamble, I will share another story with you. We owned a lovely condo back in Chicago, a pre-World War I beauty with cove moldings and intricate plasterwork that is just not done anymore. At one point in our tenure, we got a note from the city that our real estate tax bill had been sold to a broker and that we had 30 days to rectify the situation by buying it back or face foreclosure. I was mystified. I thought that I had paid the taxes. Well, silly me, I had inadvertently paid the tax bill for the condo on the third floor. The mail had been switched, while our tax bill sat in someone else's recycling. Now, the city of Chicago will sell delinquent taxes without notification to a third party, who then shops it around looking for a go-getter who wants to cash in on the subsequent foreclosure. Did I know this? No. Did the city publicize this? No. When I finally got to the bottom of the bureaucracy, I was told that I could pay off the taxes with an additional $400 in interest if I got down to City Hall in person in the next 2 days. This practice has been a solid source of income for the city of Chicago for a long, long time. We were the umpteenth in a long line of suckers. Okay, so here we are all these years later in the somewhat smaller burg of Viroqua. It turns out that our fair city had a bundle of federal money left over from the recent street widenings here. In Chicago, that money would have gone into the, this is in quotes, the general fund, which meant that the city could dole it out however it chose, often to city workers who happened to have full-time jobs, which had nothing to do with the city. Tavern owners on the south side were some of the city's favorites. In Viroqua, the money was made available to folks who had galvanized water lines, which contained lead, from the street into their homes. Viroqua would reimburse the cost of replacing those pipes up to $3,000 for anyone who applied. This is not Chicago. In Chicago and New York and L.A. and so many other places, surplus federal money magically becomes city money. The plumbing contractor came to our place on the appointed day, and he did the work. The very next day, we received an invoice. The day after that, the city called me and told me what I needed to do to have the bill covered, paid in full. So I marched over to the contractor, gave them the reimbursement form, and they faxed it to the city. All done in less than 2 days. When the city of Viroqua called, it showed up on my phone as City Hall. Let me tell you that where I grew up, the words City Hall could not have possibly appeared on my phone unless you were connected. We had bought this lovely place 6 months before. In my previous life, 6 months was not time enough to get your mailing address changed. It was not enough time to show up in the voting register. It was not enough time to matter at all. Now, I'm not talking about belonging here. That still takes several generations. I'm talking about basic government services. The notion that if you are a homeowner here, you get what's available to you. The young woman who handled our case is my new best friend. She has held my hand, guided me through it, and closed the deal every step of the way. By our second call, she was using my first name. By the third call, she was comforting me, telling me that everything would be okay. And she was right. Toto, we're not in Chicago anymore.